With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Tobias Wolff is a widely praised younger writer whose third book is a collection of short stories called Back in the World. At first, it seems that the characters in each of Wolff's stories are strikingly different from one another, but...
All those characters are different manifestations of myself. They are all different parts of me that come to the fore in the writing of these different stories.
For example...
My memory of myself as a teenage shoplifter entered strongly into the characterization of Gene and Coming Attractions. Then, say, the story you mentioned, Soldier's Joy, about this career soldier in decline who can't put things together. That's really my nightmare of what I would have been if I had stayed in the Army.
Tobias Wolff was born in Alabama, raised in the states of Washington, California, and Utah, and after the military was educated at Oxford. Wolff has had a share of mediocre jobs, waiting on tables, night watchman, high school teacher, newspaper reporter, and discovered that holding such jobs did not make his goal of becoming a writer any easier.
I didn't write better because I was on my feet 14 hours a day, 6 days a week. I didn't write better because I was wondering all the time where how I was going to get the money to pay the rent. And I didn't write better worrying whether I'd ever be able to get married because I didn't have the money for it. Writing requires some freedom, space to dream. However you can get that, you should be grateful for it.
Tobias Wolff still hopes to write full-time, but for now, subsidizes his passion by teaching at Syracuse University.
I'm not a scholar, and I'm not expected to be a scholar. I'm just sort of expected to read the fiction of beginning writers and help them with it as best I can.
Tobias Wolff, who won the Penn Faulkner Award for his short novel, The Barracks Thief. Houghton Mifflin published his recent collection of short stories, Back in the World. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.